Philippians chapter 1.
Okay, verse 3. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and in confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness. How I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Let us say our scripture declaration together. Lord, we honor your word to us. May your truth become our heart's pursuit and our life's practice.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. Now, I'm aware of the time, and I know that you guys have probably not come just to hear me preach and teach, but I do have some words that I would share with someone who is a graduate, but I want to share these things with you today, not because they are only for graduates, but because they are for all of us. And the truth is that these are things that we can all learn from. And I'm going to do this very, very quickly. I'm going to be moving quick, and I hope that you'll be able to follow along as we go. Let's talk about today something that is really happening for these young people that we had kind of shared and honored today. They are, in many ways, as Martin Luther King said, basically standing at the foot of a staircase. Faith is taking that first step even when you don't see that whole staircase. The truth is that for many of them, these are uncertain times. They're about to be moving to a thing that is different and unique to them and their experience. And so if you are a person who has a young person, whether that's a child or a grandchild or whoever it might be, this is incredibly important. They are uncertain and they need some certainty in their life. And one of the things that I would encourage you is to do your very best to be a blessing to them and to give them that solid foundation, give them strength, and give them something that feels like it is whole and stable at this time, because in many ways, their whole world is shaking and shaken right now. Let's go to our next slide as we do. Here's something to learn. Philippians, which we just read from, is one of Paul's prison epistles. And despite his imprisonment, and despite the fact that everything was uncertain for him, whether he would live or die, the word joy and rejoice occurs over and over and over again. So what we're hoping for is, as Christians, we experience that abundant life that I mentioned a few moments ago, that it is not just simply us surviving this time or season, but instead that we might have life and have it to its fullest. But that can be done only when we have the foundation of our faith. And so it's incredibly important for us to help those who are dealing with these things to find that foundation of their faith. And here's this big idea that I want to share with you today. God's remaking of you begins within, and then it works its way outward. Now, here's what I would say to you. If it hasn't made its way out yet, it ought to be getting close. Because the truth of the matter is that when God remakes you, it always starts within you, and then it works its way out from there. It always begins as an inside job, so to speak, because God wants to change you and then lead you into what he has for you. And this also is important, so don't miss this as we go on here. It is possible to change without growing, but it is impossible to grow without changing. That is true in your life and in mine. And so if you have a young person that is dealing with some of these changes in their life, if you can tell that they're becoming a different person, you have to be very, very careful that you do not condemn change because it's change, that you do not look down on change because it is change. You have to be very discerning and say, no, no, these are things that are good that are happening. It's different, but it's good. And make sure that you give some space and some grace to the young people as they develop and become the people that God is remaking them into being. And it is incredibly important for all of us, especially as Christians, to know that we can go for months or even years without truly going through any growth. Lots of changes, but not any growth. Or we can say, if change is inevitable, which in this world, let's be honest, it is, right? I mean, do any of you guys get mad every time they tell you you've got a new thing to download on your phone, or is it just me because I'm old, right? So ultimately, we can change without growing, but we will never grow unless we are open and willing and ready to change. Let's keep moving. And I told you I was going to try to move fast, so let's talk about some things here on our next slide, if you don't mind. I want to talk about three C's of success, and I've talked about these things consistently, but I do want to mention them, and I want to share these with you, and you can even focus on these things for your children. I believe with all of my heart that these three things are all vital and all incredibly important. They're all found here in this passage of scripture that we just read. But if you are looking to develop them into something better and different and help them to be encouraged as they are on their spiritual journey or on their growth journey, these three areas all have to be areas of focus. You can't get away without doing it. First of all, it's character. The person that you consistently are. Not person who quits, a person who has integrity, responsible, others focused. You're a giver and not just simply a taker. If this is not true in your child or in your grandchild's life or in the person that you're pouring into, or even, let's be honest, even you, even me, if this is not true of who we are, then we will not truly gain and hold on to success, nor will we enjoy the process of changing that we are going through. So character is the first C in success, and we'll talk about all three. Let's go to our next slide, and this is that reference. I thank God in all of my remembrance of you because your partnership in the gospel from the very first day until now. It is right for me to feel this way about you all because you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel. Do you remember I mentioned that this is one of those prison epistles, one of those letters from Paul that he wrote while in prison? He knew that there are people who had abandoned him, but the Philippian church and the people in the Philippian church were not the kind of people who abandoned him in their hour or in his hour of need. They were there. They were faithful. They had character. And let me just be honest. It would have easily been something that they could have done. We don't have phones. We don't have voicemail. We don't have email or texting or any of these things back in Paul's day. And yet somehow they stayed with him. They literally went to him. They sent letters to him. And back and forth, they kept the communication when it would have been easy to wash their hands and say, well, he's in prison, so I can't really do anything here. No, no, they had character. And when he needed them most, they were there. This is incredibly important. If you can't see that developing in your young person or even in yourself, double check, because you cannot really succeed in life without character. Let's keep moving as we go on to our next. This is the light of the world that Paul talks about in Philippians chapter 2. He says, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence. Can I just tell you something? I'm going to tell you this as a guy who has three daughters, one 29, one 28, and one 24. My time to be a constant daily influence in my kids' life is now over and gone. I wish it weren't true, but it is. I had my shot, And now I don't have that shot anymore. Now I can still talk to them. I can still influence them. I can still be a blessing to them. I can still give them direction and coaching and all that stuff whenever they're ready. But it is on their timetable and not on mine. When they lived under my house, buddy, it was on my timetable. Those were what I called the golden years, right? Okay, so here's the truth. If you still have the golden years going on, make sure that you're making the most of the golden years. Pour into your kids while you still have time, because you won't always have time. It's just a sad fact of life. So make the most of those times as long as you have them. What Paul is telling the Philippians is, you are faithful to me when I was there, but then when I left, nothing changed. Your children are about to have more freedom than they have ever had before. They're going to have less accountability than they have ever had before whenever they go on and move on. And when that happens, if you have not prepared them for that, get ready for craziness, because it's coming. Because they are just like you and I. What we experience and what we plan for and what we prepare for, we're ready for. Otherwise, we just don't know what might possibly happen. So begin now while you still have time to be the influence that you should be. Let's keep moving here. As we go on, the second C of success is confidence. That you can grow into it. It doesn't mean that you're already there. It just means that I can keep growing and I can keep moving in a better direction, and I can become the person that can do these things that I'm hoping to do. Here's what we see in this scripture passage as we move forward. We see that Paul's thanksgiving, and I am sure of this. The NIV says, and I am confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. I love this passage of scripture. I love this passage of scripture for young people who are moving to a new phase of their life, because God has brought you to this point, and now he is going to continue to bring you forward from this point. But you and I have to constantly be pouring into them and saying, don't forget that God is your foundation. He is doing a work in you. Be confident of that. If you are ever going to succeed, no matter how much character you have, if you don't have confidence, you will never even try for the things that God has enabled you to do. So you have character and you have confidence. Let's go to our next slide here. If you thought that I was going to get away and not mention Taylor Swift today, which everybody thought that was going to happen, but unfortunately you were wrong. I'm mentioning Taylor Swift. She says, when she addressed NYU, she said, life can be heavy, especially if you try to carry it all at once. And you know, whoever made this slide, it wasn't me, left out the C in once. Did y'all notice that? So it wasn't somebody from NYU, I'm guessing, but she basically said, life is heavy, especially if you try to carry it all at once. Here's what I know. Your young people, your kids, even you, you're developing into becoming somebody that you were not when this process began. Give yourself some grace, give them some grace, and help them to understand that they don't have to have every answer the first day that they move out, the first day that they get out there on their own. They don't have to be able to figure it all out from top to bottom, because they will not, just like you and I did not, right? So as we move forward, make sure that you're telling them, you don't have to be there yet, but be confident that God has begun a work in you and he's going to complete it. Let's keep moving. The third C of character, of there's character, confidence, and competence. You have to develop your ability through learning and doing. In other words, most of us are good with the learning part, but we don't actually do those things. So very, very important that you teach your children what to do, but that you give them a chance to do it. And can I tell you something? Most of us as parents fail right here because we don't want anybody to fail and hurt when they fail. And so for all of us, we need to understand that just as failure usually teaches us more than success, we need to let our children have time to fail and realize that it's not going to be actually the end of the world. Be wise, but let them fail. So here we go. We see these character, confidence, and competence. These three things all have to exist in a child's life, in a person's life, if they will ever see success. Let's go to our next slide here. And Paul says to them, it is my prayer that your love may abound. What's that next phrase? More and more. You're going to grow. Let it keep growing. Let it keep abounding more and more so that you may approve what is excellent. Be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. This is what he's trying to bring about within us. Let's keep moving to our next slide. So what happens without these three C's? Here's what happens. If you don't have character, you will not share success with others. You will find yourself alone. When it comes to being successful, you may get there, but other people will not be there with you and they will not truly share your success. It will be empty and it will be lonely. How many of you ever heard that it is lonely at the top? The reason it's lonely at the top is because you didn't bring people along with you that cared enough to stay with the character that you were developing when you were getting there. So here's what I say. Without character, you will not share success with others. Without confidence, you will never reach for the success that you actually could get to because you'll be afraid to fail, and so you won't even try. And so you have to have character and confidence, and in competence without it, you won't sustain that success or even enjoy it because ultimately, you and I don't want to look in the face of an imposter in the mirror. If you've ever heard of imposter syndrome, that's where this comes from. People who look in the mirror and say, I don't deserve the success that that guy has, that that woman has in the mirror. And so if you're going to enjoy it and sustain it, you have to be competent at what you are doing. These are incredibly important. Without these three C's of success, you will never get, sustain, or enjoy true success in life. But with these three areas of focus, what God is bringing about in you in these different areas can change your life. I'm just about finished. If you don't mind, hang with me for just a minute more. Let's go to our next slide. Here's some big questions. So who is your foundation? Is it truly the Lord or is it someone else? Is it something else? Is it yourself? If this is not your foundation, the Lord, that is that firm foundation that we sang about, there are people that love you and always seem to help you to be your best and do your best. And then there are other people that always seem to drag you down the wrong direction. I would encourage you, make sure that with your children, you go through this kind of question and ask them, hey, once again, we find ourselves in this problematic place. Why? Who's involved? Is it you? Is it others? What's going on? And make sure that they have that foundation that sustains them. And then, are you developing all three areas of the three C's? Which one of those three is the leader for you? And which one is the worst that you need to be giving more and more attention to? Here's how you apply this message. You ask, where do I need to grow? How can I learn to reach my goals? And who can point me in the right direction? And then begin to develop within right now in all three areas, character, competence, and confidence. Here's the last thing I want to share with you before we watch a video as we close. Here's the next slide. And this is just a greeting card. It's so simple, but I felt like it was profound. And hopefully, it would be something that would inspire you. Behind you as a graduate are all your memories. Before you are all of your dreams. Around you are all those who love you. And within you, especially as a Christian, is all that you need. It is within you, and he is remaking you to be that person that he wants you to be. So I encourage you, convey these things to your graduate, to your kid, to your grandchildren, whoever it may be, and help them to know that they have what it takes to see success in this world, not just the world's definition of success, but that abundant life, that we might have life and have it to its very fullest. And that is what Jesus desires for us. Let's check out this video as we close.
Don't worry. This is just a stage you're going through. This stage changes us. Children walk up to it, and proud men and women walk down. You'll be different tomorrow. You'll be different after you shake the hand and take the photo. You'll be different when you see your name on the paper. This stage is not for sitting idle. It does not entertain apathy. This stage is for going and growing, for moving and maturing and rising, for becoming and expanding and thriving. This stage runs, it does not walk. It pursues, it does not tarry. It transforms, it does not shrivel. It rewards, it does not withhold. It begins, and it does not end until you hear the words, "Well done." You'll turn the tassel. You'll throw your hat, and then you will shine. So go, go and shine. Walk that stage and shine to the cheers. Walk that stage and shine back at your fears. Walk that stage and shine to the voices that said you couldn't do it. And walk that stage and shine to God who saw you through it. Because remember, it was only by His grace that you could do it. So walk that stage and claim your voice. Grab that mic, speak louder than the noise. Check, check one. We are waiting, waiting to hear what you have to say.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this time around your word, and I pray that we would be the very people that you would desire for us to be. Develop within us the character, the confidence, and the competence to be the people you desire for us to be. I pray that we would change, and that we would, as we move forward in our world, we would grow, not just simply go through changes. And Father, may we pour into those who are around us. May we be a blessing, encouraging them as they go throughout their life. May we be an agent of change and your goodness in this world. We pray in Jesus' name. And everyone together said, amen. Thank you so much for your time and for your attention. So real quickly, I do want to just share a couple of things with you about just some of the things that are going on in our church family. First of all, Miss Elena, it is great to see you back. We are so glad that the Lord has blessed you and been with you. Let's hear it for Miss Elena. Thank you, Lord, for the answer to prayer. We're grateful for you being able to be here. It's wonderful to see your face. I do want to also mention to you that you may or may not know, you probably do not, but Peter Robinson actually was admitted to the hospital yesterday afternoon, and he just is having some problems with his blood pressure. They're just trying to make sure they get it under control. There's problems that you have with your blood pressure that can be a little dangerous, and so they're just trying to avoid all of those things, but they did end up keeping him overnight. If you've ever tried to spend the night in a hospital, you know that keeping somebody overnight probably means they didn't sleep at all. So if you would like to contact Peter, please do that via text, because he told me, he said, "I'm going to try to watch the church service and stuff like that." I said, "Well, I'll put you right to sleep when I start preaching, just like I do everybody else, right?" So that's a good thing for him. So no, if you do want to reach out to him and convey to him, I know that for almost every one of us, Peter is a blessing. He is a person who is a person who pours into us in our spiritual life, a person who shares this pulpit and does a phenomenal job. And so if you'd like to reach out to Peter and just give him the heads up that you're praying for him, that would be wonderful. And if you need any more information about that, you can come and check in with me. But I did want to just share that with you today. And I just want to say, again, thank you so much for your time and for your attention. May God bless you as you go your separate ways. And we're going to end today the way we always do. And I'd love for you guys to say it right along with me. We have just heard God's word. Now let's go live it. God bless you guys. Love y'all. Y'all have a great week.